This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه مباركا عليه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى جل جلاله وعم نواله والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد Inshallah, today we should be completing this section. These are some of the remaining hadiths that speak about some of the intermediate signs. There's a very large hadith at the end that's related from Ali radiallahu anhu, which seems to comprise of all of these different signs. So inshallah, these are some of the ones that were left out from the last few sessions. The first one is a hadith that's related by Ibn al-Munadi from Ali كرم الله وجهه. As you know, with Ali radiallahu anhu, we say كرم الله وجهه. You can say radiallahu anhu as well, but كرم الله وجهه, may Allah ennoble his face. And the reason for that is that some of the munafiqeen at the time, or the Jews, some of them used to say سود الله وجهه for some reason, specifically about Ali radiallahu anhu, that may Allah blacken his face. So we say no, may Allah ennoble his face, and the person whose face will be ennobled in the hereafter will be bright. Even in this world, it's bright. So he relates in this hadith that لَيَأْتِيَ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَكُونُ فِيهِ إِسْتِشَارَةُ الْإِمَاءِ وَسُلْطَانُ النِّسَاءِ وَإِمَارَةُ السُّفَهَاءِ. There will come a time upon the people in which people will consult with slave girls. So whereas slave girls were supposed to be just for work purposes, for some reason they will start to consult with them, maybe because it's possible that Allah knows best, but it's possible that maybe this just shows the inferiority complex of the people having to ask their slave girls, or maybe they don't trust anybody else, so that's why they'll consult with them, or maybe they're so focused on them that they're the only people that they see to talk to and to think about. Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. Sultanun nisa, the governance will be of women. Women will become leaders. Wa imaratu sufaha, and the leadership, the amirs of the people, they will be the foolish, the ignorant. See, it says sultanun nisa. Sultan means power. Sultan doesn't have to mean, imara means the amir, the leader. The sultan doesn't have to mean that. Sultan means power. Salat, sulta. Sulta means power. So sultanun nisa, women will have power. So this could mean that even if there's a male person, there'll be women behind who will have power to influence. There has been cases like this. They say that about Shah Jahan, that his wife had power behind him. And there were many other leaders in our history in where the man was, the husband, the man, whoever it was just the puppet or whatever you want to call it. And it was his wife or his mother or somebody that was controlling the whole thing. It doesn't mean that it has to be a bad thing necessarily, right? Because sometimes the man may be foolish, but he's got the kingdom, so at least he's got a wise wife maybe. Wallahu alam. It doesn't have to be, it's just in many cases it will be like that though. So, Sultanun Nisa Imaratu Sufaha. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتحول شرار أهل الشام إلى العراق وخيار أهل العراق إلى الشام. Allah knows best what this one means, but Ibn Abi Shaybah has related this from Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. You know, some of this stuff, we're just relating it. If something happens in the coming years, we may be able to relate back to this and understand what it's all about. The way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his words, they could apply in different ways, in different places. Some of these things we may not understand, and I don't want to speculate on things. So this one says that the Day of Judgment will not occur until the evil people of Sham will move to Iraq, and the good people of Iraq will move to Sham. Sham is primarily Damascus and surrounding area, much of Syria, parts of Lebanon and other areas. So, Sham. There is obviously a lot of turbulence going on, so Allah knows best. what exactly this means. The next one is related from Abu Nasr al-Sijzi and Abu Nu'aym from Umar radiallahu anhu. So he relates, سيصيب أمتي في آخر الزمان بلاء شديد لا ينجو منه إلا رجل عرف دين الله فجاهد عليه بلسانه وبقلبه فذلك الذي سبقت له السوابق ورجل عرف دين الله فصدق به. My ummah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, my ummah, in the final times of my ummah, severe calamity will afflict them. A severe calamity will afflict my ummah in the final times. And from it, nobody will have salvation. Nobody will escape from it, except the one who knows the deen of Allah. The one who knows the deen of Allah, and he strives upon it with his tongue and with his heart. Which means that physically he may not be able to do anything, but at least vocally, he is articulate, he is exhorting people, telling people this is right or wrong, because it's going to be such a bala, such a calamity, that they will need people to tell them. But the only one who will be still, who will still have some sanity, who will be able to give some direction, will be the one who has studied the deen of Allah and has recognized it and understood it. Then he'll be able to do this. If he can't do it with his tongue, he'll at least be able to think bad about it with his heart. And that will be the person who the various types of fortune, sa'adat as-sabiqa, various types of fortune have passed for him. Which basically means, I looked up the commentary of this hadith, the ulama explained that this means that this is speaking about a person who would have studied the deen, who is acting on the deen, and who is also teaching it. So a time will come where if a person hasn't studied the deen in depth, and is not acting upon it, and then is not teaching it, then that person is going to be hit by that calamity. So to survive in that situation, you'll have to study at least the basics of your deen, act upon them. We're not talking about becoming big scholars necessarily, but at least acting upon and understanding our deen thoroughly, and then to teach whatever we know. So even if that's teaching our children, teaching our neighbors, teaching others, just spreading the deen. Otherwise, if you don't do that, it will become such that nobody will say anything and the deen will diminish. And the calamity will afflict everybody. Because can you imagine if nobody said anything to anybody? You know, right now, our brothers, they go out to call people for salat. Imagine if nobody did that. Because when we go to call out people for salat, if there's 100 people who are not coming, at least 2 will come. That's at least 2. But if nobody went, then even those 2 will not come. So the fact is that if we say that we're not having success, we are having some success. It's better than no success at all. Is better than just leaving it. Because it's a hukum. It's important. The next one is a hadith, again, related from Sulami, from Ali radiallahu anhu, karramallahu wajha. Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun. Actually, the last part of the previous hadith was, and the other person is who has understood the deen of Allah, and who then confirms that deen. So he's strong on his deen. So strength in your deen is going to be extremely important in those times. And these are definitely some of those times. Yes, the next one is يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ هَمُّهُمْ بُطُونُهُمْ وَشَرَهُمْ مَتَّاعُهُمْ وَقِبْلَتُهُمْ نِسَاؤُهُمْ وَدِينُهُمْ دَرَاهِمُهُمْ وَدَنَانِيرُهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ شَرُّ الْخَلْقِ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. A time will come upon the people when they major concern, their concern, hammuhum, their concern will be their stomach, their stomachs. So it's just about how I'm going to fill my stomach, and not how I'm going to fill my stomach, but how I'm going to become obese. In fact, now what it is that you have to spend money not to be obese, because most of the food is so unhealthy that you can buy for cheap, that you have to spend more money on brown bread is more expensive than white. Even though white has gone through a process, whereas the brown would not have. But you have to pay more for the brown one, which is supposed to be the healthier one. That's if you even think about that. If you want organic stuff, which is supposed to go back to nature, without having all of the chemical and genetic modifications and chemical fertilizers and so on, you have to pay more money. And that's in short supply. So if a person is getting too big because he's not eating the right foods or too much of some food, then they have to spend more money in medicine afterwards. So, I mean, in every way you look at this, there's a concern for the stomach. Those who haven't built up their stomach yet, then it's about filling it. And those who have, then it's about taking it off. It just sounds like such an evil picture, doesn't it? وَشَرَهُمْ مَتَاعُهُمْ Sharah means gluttony. Gluttony, an avid greed and desire for something. So their greed, their desire, they will be gluttonous, ravenous for possession. مَتَاعُهُمْ Their possessions. And وَقِبْلَتُهُمْ نِسَاؤُهُمْ Their qibla, their direction, their focus will be their women. So this is not saying that there's anything wrong with their women. It's that the problem is them, that they're so focused on their women that that's all they're focused on. Enjoying. All of this stuff is about enjoyment, as you can see. The stomach and the private parts. وَدِينُهُمْ دَرَاهِيمُهُمْ وَدَنَانِيرُهُمْ And their deen will be their dirhams and dananirs. That's, dollars and cents. That's, that's your pounds and pence. That's your francs and euros and yens and, whatever you want to call it. That's dinar and dirham. That's their deen. Everything they do in their life will be about how to get more of this. How to preserve it, how to increase it, and how to invest it. I mean, this is literally speaking about a hedonist capitalist system. أُولَٰئِكَ شَرُّ الْخَلْقِ These will be the worst of people. They have no place, they have no share by Allah. Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik. We didn't speak much about him, but he was the one who died and then Umar ibn Abdul Aziz became Khalifa after him. Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, people used to like him, he was decent to a certain degree. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was great, virtuous, but Sulaiman was, relatively speaking, a bit better than others. So one day he had gone to the Haram. And he called for one of the scholars or one of the pious people. And when he finally came, he asked him, why is it that we hate to death, we love this life, and we hate death? So the answer that Abu Hazim gave to him was, the reason why you love life and you hate death is because all your investment, all your work and effort and build-up has been in this world. So you've made it beautiful. Comfortable, luxurious, lovely. And you hereafter, you've left desolate. You haven't built it up. You haven't done anything there. So obviously, you're not going to want to move from a luxurious mansion to a desolate place. Why would you do that? I mean, that's just a very striking response that was given. That when you look at it from that perspective, if we look at ourselves, I mean, do you think our houses in paradise are better in terms of our effort? I mean, they're definitely better because you've got a house in paradise. It's unmatchable to anything in this world. But in terms of the effort, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do ta'mir of our akhirah. But what we're doing is ta'mir al-dunya wa takhrib al-akhirah. That's the problem. The next one is speaking about, again, from Ali radiallahu anhu, related by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ عَضُودٌ يَعُدُّ الْمُوسِرُ عَلَى مَا فِي يَدِهِ It speaks about severe miserliness, love of wealth to such a degree that you won't help even your brother or somebody that will be in need. So a time will come upon the people. That time will be adud. Adda means a biting, vicious, ferocious. So it will be a very, you can say, a tyrannical, ferocious times. That people you'd expect to help you won't help you. Because although you see even nowadays, people have money, but they won't they won't loan it to you because they want to invest it. They've got a house, they've got everything, but the focus of all of us is such that we have to accumulate so that we're secure and safe. So even if we've got more, we're not going to allow somebody who doesn't have to use it. And if we do, then it's going to be okay for 5 months, 3 months, 2 months, whatever, because we want to invest it. It's a very typical kind of thing. It's not that we give it to them and invest it in our hereafter. It's just that yaqeen is missing. Because if we had the conviction that if I give it to them, Allah will provide, then we'll give it. But because we're focused on our wealth working for us, the dinars and dirhams, then we want to make sure that we put it somewhere. Now, يَعُدُّ الْمُوسِرُ The wealthy person in that time will يَعُدُّ which means he will bite hard, cleave onto. You know, like a dog will cleave onto a piece of meat that it finds. on those things which are in his possession. He will cleave onto them, won't want to give them to anybody or share them with anybody. Okay, now let's look at the long hadith, and then this will end, inshallah, this section. This is a hadith again related from Ali karramallahu wajha, which has most of the signs of these intermediate ones. So Ali radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that min iqtirab as-sa'ah idha ra'aytum an-nas adaa'u as-salah wa adaa'u al-amana wa istahallu al-kaba'ir wa akalu ar-riba wa akalu ar-rasha wa shayyadu al-bina' wa ittaba'u al-hawa wa bay'u ad-dina bid-dunya wa ittakhadhu al-qur'ana mazamir wa ittakhadhu julud as-siba'i sifafan wal masajid turukan wal harir libasan wa aktharu al-jawr وفشى الزنا وتهاونوا بالطلاق وأتمن الخائن وخون الأمين وصار المطر قيضا والولد غيظا وأمراء فجرة ووزراء كذبة وأمناء خونة وعرفاء ظلمة وقلت العلماء وكثر القراء وقلت الفقهاء وحليت المصاحف وزخرفت المساجد وطولت المنابر وفسدت القلوب واتخذوا القينات واستحل المعازف وشربت الخمور. And then he carries on, but I'll just do that much for now. He says, from the signs of the closeness of the Day of Judgment is when you see people, they will do ida'atu salah. Allah says this in the Quran, ada'u salah. Ada'a, diya means to waste away, to not to destroy, but to let it waste away, to kind of destroy it slowly. Right, you've got something, but you allow it to wither and you do not look after it properly. So, adā'u salah. It's not that they will abandon salat completely. But initially, what will happen is they will do ida'atu salah. Ida'atu salah means they'll go for it late. When they do pray, there'll be no concentration. They won't care if they've made a mess of it. They won't care if they've made mistakes in it. They won't go and try to find out so that they have to repeat it or not. It'll be okay even if they discovered halfway through the salah, maybe my wudu was broken or not. They'll just carry on. So the concern to have a good salat will have left them. They won't abandon it. They will be maybe regular on their salats for those who are regular. But even those who are regular, they will not do it properly. So it will not have a spirit. So they will waste it away. Ada'u salat comes first, then comes tarku salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make our salats beautiful. So, the ada'u salat, wa ada'u al-amana. And they will also be negligent and lenient about trustworthiness, about trusts that they should be keeping. Before, when it would have been that if somebody gave you something to look after and keep, you would really treat it with a lot of security. But now you'll think, oh, it doesn't matter, he won't mind, whatever, you might take some of it, you might use it, you might not give it back. You know, you won't be as secure about it as you should be. وَاسْتَحَلُّ الْكَبَائِرِ Major sins will be made halal and considered halal and lawful. وَأَكَلُ الرِّبَى They will consume usury and interest, which obviously we see happening in various different forms. And if somebody doesn't consume it, then what they do is they have interest-bearing accounts, and then they take that interest and then they give it out to the poor. That I completely disagree with, because at the end of the day, you are in a usurious transaction. Yes, you're getting rid of it afterwards, but you've done the act already. And then they come up with these justifications that these banks will use your money against the Muslims. You know, which bank have you got documented evidence that has used your money against the Muslims so that you have to put your money in there and take the interest? So if you are going to use a bank, use a current account. وَأَكَلُ الرَّشَى They will consume rishwa. Rishwa is bribery. Bribery will be... And bribery is available everywhere. Some in just blatant ways and some in more civilized ways. That's the only difference. وَشَيَّدُ الْبِنَى And people will focus on making long, tall buildings. That's the competition now. That's the race right now, isn't it? وَاتَّبَعُ الْهَوَى And people will follow their desires. And then they will sell their deen for their dunya. Which means that it doesn't matter if they have to miss a prayer or miss a jama'ah, for example, for attaining some more wealth somewhere, or for whatever the case is, to focus more on their wealth. Then it mentions, people will treat the Quran as a song. Mazamin means flutes. So the Quran will be treated like flutes. The only thing you get from a flute is a nice sound. When I say a nice sound, I mean a sound that gives you some kind of excitement. That's the whole point of a flute. It doesn't speak to you. It just makes, it evokes your feelings. It's a flute, doesn't give you guidance. All it does is that if it's played in a certain way, it could make you feel sad. If it's played in another way, it could make you feel happy and elated. That's the whole influence, that's the whole purpose of these things. So if the Quran is being treated like that, what do you think that means? It means that you won't understand what is being read, but you'll just listen to it for contentment, for entertainment, just for sound inspiration. And nowadays, what we want to listen to are just people who have a good voice, who read nice, but we're not going to be focused on what he's saying and why he's reading it that way. But we're just going to, because it's a nice voice, that's why we're going to listen to it. And when you look at the Indo-Pak people, the Indian Pakistanis listening to Arabic nasheeds, the only reason they do that is because they sound nice and they're not haram. But otherwise, they don't understand what's going on. They don't understand what the munshid is saying. We're only listening to it for what? Because it sounds nice, right? Otherwise, why would we listen to it? It sounds nice and it's close, a bit closer to music. It's not as boring as other things. And then you get the Muslim munshids that use the music and everything and sit and play pianos and so on. And the justification there is that at least it gets people away from the heavy metal stuff, the haram stuff, the nasty stuff. Then this next one is اتخذوا جلود السباء صفافا. That people will, and I don't know if, it doesn't happen as much in England, but people will, they will try to acquire the skins of wild animals as rugs. So I guess this is again another sign of opulence, where expensive, you know, it's an expensive game, an expensive indulgence. One is a poor sheepskin. The other one is to get a tiger skin mat, or a lion skin, or a leopard skin, or something like that. This is one for the animal rights people as well. Then next one is, it says, people will take masjids as just thoroughfares. They won't pray in them, they'll use them for other facilities. I remember once, there was a person I knew, he had an interview for an imamate position, to be an imam in a masjid. So they said, okay, we'll see you after Fajr on this particular day. So he got there for Fajr and none of the committee members were there. They all came after Fajr for the meeting. They run the masjid, but they don't pray in it. The time was after Fajr. So you'd expect that we'll come for Fajr and then we'll see you afterwards. But none of them came for Fajr. And they all came up. The person said, I don't need an interview, I'm going. If I have to work on the committee members, then you know, I feel sorry for everybody else. Well, harir libasan, silk. People will increasingly use, men will increasingly use silk for their clothing, where it's not for men to use silk, it's only for women in this world. And dhulm and tyranny, other forms of oppression will become abundant. Zina and fornication will become widespread. People will be very, people will consider talaq very light. Divorce will be taken as a very light issue. Whether that means constantly threatening the wife with talaq, or the wife constantly asking for a divorce, or people just giving a divorce left, right and center, as it is the case right now, where they don't give one, they'll give three straight away, or 10 or 15 or something. And the kha'in, the person who's normally not a very trustworthy person, will be trusted. So now you've got, in many different countries in the world, I've heard of two stories in the last 10 years, where a person is a criminal, in the sense that he's a financial criminal. He's been not just suspected, but he's been convicted of some fraud or the other, but then he suddenly becomes a minister. He suddenly becomes the president, the prime minister, in certain countries. وَتُمِنَ الْخَائِنِ وَخُوِّنَ الْأَمِينِ. And whereas the trustworthy person will be considered to be untrustworthy, rain will be withheld, children will be the cause of anger for their parents. وَأُمَرَ فَجَرَ. These will be Fajr, transgressing leaders. wuzara kathaba, ministers that will be liars. They'll tell the wrong thing to their head and lead the whole country in the wrong direction. And it goes on. But it says, وَقَلَّتِ الْعُلَمَاء. Ulama will become less. There'll be less serious, real, genuine ulama. But there'll be many readers, people who can just read nicely. Because there'll be more reason for that. People will want to listen more to munshideen than to listen to a good talk and a lecture. وَقَلَّتِ الْفُقَهَاء. There'll be less jurists, people who really understand the deen. وَحُلِّيَتِ الْمَصَاحِفِ. The Qur'an will be made as a... People will just begin to embellish the Qur'ans to look nice, to keep as decorations, as adornments, ornaments in the house, as opposed to for use, utility and for use, for reading. زُخْرِفَتِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. The masajid will be embellished because lots of money will embellish the masajid, but they will be devoid of hidayah and guidance. طُوِّلَتِ الْمَنَابِرِ. You got more money, you'll make a tall minbar, a pulpit. وَفَسَدَتِ الْقُلُوبِ. And the hearts will become corrupted. Because all of these things are happening because the hearts will become corrupted. وَاتَّخَذُ الْقَيْنَاتِ. And people will take singing women. They will constantly bring them on, hire them. وَاسْتُحِلَّتِ الْمَعَازِفِ. Singing instruments, musical instruments will be made permissible, considered lawful. شُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ. Intoxicants will be consumed openly and commonly. وَعُطِّلَتِ الْحُدُودِ وَنُقِسَتِ الشُّهُورِ. These are a few other things the Prophet ﷺ is saying here, which is that the hudud means the Islamic penal system. Cutting the hand off, an eye for an eye, qisas, murder, you know, taking the life of the murderer. This will all be done away with, which means that will no longer happen. So now, imagine for so many centuries in the Muslim countries, this used to happen, and then now it no longer happens except in Saudi Arabia. Can you imagine that out of the whole world, Saudi Arabia is the only place, I think, where this happens? It happened for a while in Afghanistan, I think, but in Saudi Arabia is the only place it happens. Saudi plays a very ajeeb role in the world. They've got a lot of these ahkam of the dunya, you know, ahkam of Islam. But somehow, they've also made friends in a political way where they don't get condemned too much. So I don't know, Wallahu alam. The one thing is, alhamdulillah, they make khidmah of the hujjaj. So maybe they're getting the dua of the pilgrims, Wallahu alam. May Allah preserve the haramain. So, yes, so these hudud will not be fulfilled. Nukisat ash-shuhur, which means that many of the months will come to be 29 days as opposed to 30. Now I'm not sure, I don't follow that too much, but I'm not sure if that's already happening or how much that's happening. نُقِدَتِ الْمَوَاثِيقِ. Which means that when people make deals with others, they'll break them. Treaties will be broken. People won't have that respect for that anymore. رَكِبَ النِّسَاءَ الْبَرَاذِينَ. This is an interesting one. A birzon is an animal. A riding animal. So women will start to ride animals. Right? That's a sign. They'll do it to copy men. Not because they need to, but they'll do it to copy men. And don't talk about driving cars, because I think if women are going to go out, they'd rather go driving a car than walking or taking the bus, because there's more protection in that. Right? I haven't seen any women with cabriolets with, you know, the hood down and blazing down on the highway. I haven't seen that yet. Inshallah, I won't. No showing off. Men shouldn't even do that. حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. People will begin to swear an oath with other than Allah. Meaning, the reason you swear with Allah is because both of you respect that. Both of you honor Allah. That's why we say, I swear by Allah. But you'll start swearing by other things because there'll be more respect maybe for those things, or more attention towards those things. So people will swear by the head of the sultan, of the king, or my father, my mother, or something else. In fact, what some ulama mention is that people won't be trusted if they swore on Allah. People will no longer be trusted if they swore on Allah, because they'll say, oh, everybody swears by Allah, and they don't mean it. It'll become so light. So they'll make you swear by your mother. Because they know that you won't say that just like that. So it means that swearing just like that will become so much swearing, taking oaths by Allah will like, wallahi, 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 will become so common that people will no longer trust you if you say, I swear by Allah. So it'll make you swear by something else that they know is dear to you. The other one is, yes, men will emulate women and women will emulate men. وَشَهِدَ الرَّجُلْ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُسْتَشْهَدَ. People will go to give witness when they haven't even been called to give witness. Because they'll say, I'll say whatever you want. No problem. I'll say whatever you want. وَكَانَتِ الزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا وَالْأَمَانَةَ مَغْنَمًا. Zakat will be considered as a tax. So people will find it very difficult to pay zakat. And amana, somebody gives you something to look after, some trust, that will be made into booty. You'll enjoy it. Enjoy indulging in it and spending it. وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَقَرَّبَ صَدِيقَهُ. We've read this as well, which has to be read together, that a person will be obedient to his wife and he'll be disobedient to his mother. And he will bring closer his friend and he will distant his father. وَصَارَتِ الْإِمَارَاتِ مَوَارِيثِ. Leadership will become a hereditary thing, which means that people say, oh, that's his brother, so he should be the next king or the next leader. This is his son, so he's got the right. Not that we're going to look for the one who has the most capability to lead the state. Many of these things we've seen before, they may not be like as the same thing right now. وَسَبَّ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. And the last of this ummah will curse the people, the earlier people. So you've got groups of people who will curse the Sahaba. They will curse earlier people saying they didn't know anything. We know we're more enlightened. وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلْ اِتِّقَاءَ شَرِّ. A person will be honored only because you're fearful of him harming you. That's why you'll honor the person, otherwise you won't. وَكَثُرَتِ الشُّرُطْ وَصَعِدَتِ الْجُهَالَ الْمَنَابِرِ. Kathurati shurt, we read that one before, which is that there'll be abundant police and security and intelligence personnel. In some Arab countries, every third person is one. Seriously. You go to speak to somebody about something, they won't speak to you because you might be, or they might be, or you might be and they might be. وَلَّبِسَ الرِّجَالْ تِيجَانْ. Men will start to wear crowns. And رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ عَادَةِ. Well, he explains it in his way. He's saying that they will go back to the way of the Magians and the Persians, where they used to be, they used to wear these, instead of turbans, they used to wear crowns made of gold and silver and such. And whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Ama'im Tijan al-Arab, that Ama'im, Imama, which is, Al-Ama'im means turbans. That is considered to be the crowns of the Arabs. And that's why if you actually see the pictures of some of the Khurasani Shuyukh and other leaders of Mawara al-Nahra and other places, and Abbasids and that, you'll see they have these big turbans on. Never wore crowns. I don't think crown wasn't a very Islamic thing to wear. وَضَيِّقَتِ الطُّرُقَاتِ. The thoroughfares, the roads will become narrow because people will make meeting places there, maybe cafes on the street that people just sit in there and watch everybody that goes by and remark and make comments about people. People will spend a lot of time. If you go to many Arab countries, this is what's happening on the streets. In fact, the thing about cafes is there is you get a little cup of chai, tea, and there's a big screen on the wall and you watch the match. So we were just traveling from one city to the next. It was a 2.5-hour drive. So on the way, we had to pray Maghrib. So as the sun set, alhamdulillah, we came through a city and we saw the minaret, right? The minaret. So we stopped over. So there's the masjid. Then just about 2 doors away from that is a cafe. And it was packed out because Barcelona and Real Madrid was playing that night. Right, this is about a few weeks ago. So I thought that Salat was finished because we hadn't heard the Adhan. It was already sundown. So and everybody was in the cafe. So we thought, let's go ourselves and pray our own Salat. We got there and the Salat had not started yet because they don't pray immediately after the adhan in Maghrib. They wait for a few minutes. So we went, we sat, and then people started coming in. And then we prayed. And then when we got out, I looked at the cafe and it's still full. That Real Madrid and Barcelona was a lot more important than Maghrib Salat. And it was only next week, we could have popped in and popped back. You know, that would have been the wise thing to do, at least in that case. I mean, one is you hide and do it, but the other one is that everybody does it and you don't even feel shy about it. You know, one is, if you don't hear the adhan and you delay your salat, I can understand. You haven't heard the adhan, you know, but you're hearing the adhan, it's calling and you're not going. Subhanallah, I mean, there has to be something about it. And this is not just, this is the case in, if you look at some of these cities in the Muslim world and the number of masajid, if everybody went to the masajid, there'd be a lot more masajid than there are. Like for example, if you look at Cairo, it's supposed to have 200 masajid in around the old city area. You know, it's of you see all the minarets and everything. But they're not full. But maybe at one time they were full, and that's why they had to have so many masajid. But this is the case in India, Pakistan, it's the case everywhere. You go to the Jama Masjid area and the Muslims are outside, they're doing their work and everything, they're not going in for Salat. And you can hear the Adhan, that's the worst thing, at least here we don't hear the Adhan. You know, I'm just looking at it from a different perspective. Yes, the next one is, and وَخُطَبَاءُ مَنَابِرِكُمْ, your people who give lectures from the mimbars will increase. Meaning, this will become a post, a government post as such, or something that pays well. And because of that, it mentions that you will see in certain masajid, one single masjid, more than 20 khatibs. You know, everybody kind of pushing each other to see who can go and give the lecture. Clearly, we don't have that problem right now, I don't think. It's fine. It's difficult to find a replacement when the imam is not there. Right? Your ulama will become inclined to your leaders, so that they will give fatwas according to them and they will no longer be independent anymore. And this is another thing that Abu Hazim told Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik. He said, then your ulama will study knowledge so that they can earn by dinars and dirhams. So you will take the Quran as a means of tijara. You will only read the Quran, people will only read the Quran if they're going to get something out of it, otherwise they won't read the Quran. And then you will be negligent of the haqq of Allah in your wealth, which means you won't give zakat, you won't give sadaqah, but you will, it's the haqq of Allah, it's the right of Allah in there, but you won't give that. And your wealth will then become confined in the hands of the worst of your people. So the richest people will be your worst of people. وَقَطَعْتُمْ أَرْحَامَكُمْ, you will cut the ties of kinship, you won't be good with your family members. وَشَرِبْتُمُ الْخُرُورُ فِي نَادِيكُمْ, you will drink intoxicants within your meetings openly, it won't be a problem anymore, it'll be a stylish thing to do. وَلَعِبْتُمْ بِالْمَيْسِرِ, you will gamble, you will begin to gamble and play with gambling toys. وَضَرَبْتُمْ بِالْكَبَرِ وَالْمَعْزِفَةِ وَالْمَزَامِيرِ, you'll start to play with musical instruments. وَاخْتَلَفَتْ أَهْوَاؤُكُمْ وَصَارَ الْعَطَاءُ فِي الْعَبِيدِ وَالسِّقَاتِ وطففت المكاييل والموازين, people will give less weight. And what we were discovering is that, you know, nowadays things are becoming expensive. So you know when you buy, for example, fun size bars, so before you would have got them this size, this many, now you get them for the same price but there's less in them now, right? So that's the new way of doing it. But people are so used to buying a fun size, you don't know that 3 years ago you'd get more but now you'll get less. And bars are becoming smaller and so on and so forth. Right? And you will make the foolish people your leaders. Anyway, these are a number of different ahadith, a number of different points mentioned in this hadith. Abu Shaykh and Uwais and Ad-Daylami have related all of these from Ali Karramallahu Wajha. Inshallah, we will now move on to the major signs from next week, inshallah. And they're going to be in great detail, inshallah. اللهم انت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم يا حنان يا منان لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين جزا الله عنا محمدا ما هو اهله اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واهدنا وارزقنا اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم رب زدنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا والشفاء من كل داء اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اجعل اخر كلامنا لا اله الا الله سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.